Under the Sun on WLRN tells the stories of South Florida. I'm Alicia Zuckerman. It's been almost a month since self-appointed neighborhood watch captain George Zimmerman shot and killed Trayvon Martin, an unarmed black teenager from Miami Gardens. Martin's death has inspired a national debate about race and justice. But at Dr. Michael M. Kropp Senior High School in Miami, where Trayvon Martin was an 11th grader, yesterday was the first time his death was announced publicly. Here's Sarah Gonzalez with more.
Ashley Aristide went to high school with Trayvon Martin.
I've known him since 7th grade. We're really good friends. And whenever I'd see him, he'd come and he'd smile.
She shows me a t-shirt showing Trayvon with angel wings under the letters RIP.
It's very frustrating because he's dead. And his killer's not even arrested. Like, it doesn't really make much sense to me. I just really want justice to be served in this case because it's not fair.
I first talked to Ashley early yesterday morning, a few hours before the school announced there would be a moment of silence for Trayvon. She says that for more than 3 weeks, no one in the school's administration was talking to students about Trayvon.
Has anyone ever made any kind of announcement about, you know, students who are grieving, you know, referring you to a counselor or anything like that?
No, they haven't done that.
According to the school district, there was initially no campus-wide announcement about Trayvon's death because Trayvon's family asked for privacy. Yesterday, that changed after State Impact Florida started asking about this. The principal told teachers that if students looked like they were grieving after the moment of silence, they should be sent to counselors. For weeks, the principal has been asking teachers to refrain from having long conversations with their students about Trayvon. But Ashley Aristine says students are talking about it in class anyway.
You can't help it. Something that's happening here to our school, so...
She says the school has handled other student deaths much differently. Last year, another student, Christopher Bell, died after being hit by a car. The school orchestra collected donations for Bell's family, and a slideshow of Bell was shown at a performance.
It was definitely different from what they're doing for Trayvon now, which is nothing. It's simpler to deal with something the way Christopher Bell died and the way Trayvon died.
The school district says there is a protocol for dealing with any crisis that affects students. The principal calls the district calls a crisis team, and members of the crisis team go into the school. The district says there is no set deadline for when a crisis team goes into the school. Some question whether schools should be involved in dealing with student deaths at all. Allison Austin runs the Belafonte Tekalki Youth Center in Miami. She regularly works with youth experiencing trauma.
Should it be addressed in the schools? I don't really know if it should or not. I think it's important for us to recognize loss. It is part of the human being experience, but I don't know how fair it is to put that holistic responsibility on the schools.
Carlos Montero is a science teacher at the school, and he says he doesn't bring up Trayvon's death in class because it's not related to the curriculum. And when another teacher avoided the discussion in advanced history, Ashley says it felt like a strange omission.
We're encouraged to watch the news, see what's going on, and it's all over the news, so how can you avoid it?
After the moment of silence yesterday, one person claiming to be a student at Trayvon's high school tweeted, quote, "I hate my school. Kropp waited too long to acknowledge the situation of Trayvon," end quote. Today, students are wearing hoodie sweatshirts to school in honor of Trayvon Martin, who had his hoodie covering his head when he died. For Under the Sun and WLRN Miami Herald News, I'm Sarah Gonzalez.
You can continue the conversation about Trayvon Martin at WLRNunderthesun.org or on Facebook and Twitter. Look for WLRN Under the Sun. I produce Under the Sun with Dan Gretsch and associate producer Trina Sargalski. This week, we had help from Sammy Mack. I'm Alicia Zuckerman.